Word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know you're in this place. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, where I read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as Matthew Henry's commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Daniel White III with the Scripture and the Sense podcast, number 139, where I read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah 8:8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book in the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading of the Word of God. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God, the Holy Bible, and the giving of the sense of it, the understanding of it, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Dear friends, today we are reading Daniel chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Verse 11 reads, I beheld then because of the voice of the great words which the horn spake. I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. As concerning the rest of the beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and time. That was Daniel chapter 7, verses 11 and 12. Now here is the sense of it. Here is the understanding of it. From the Bible Knowledge Commentary, Dr. Walford and Dr. Zook, editors. As Daniel was watching the little horn because of its boasting, he saw that the fourth beast was slain and consigned to blazing fire. This event will terminate the times of the Gentiles. The kingdoms represented by the three preceding beasts had already been stripped of their power by military conquest, but the fourth beast will be relieved of its power not by being conquered militarily, but by divine judgment. Each of the three, however, had been allowed to live for a short time. This may mean that the cultures of each of the first three conquered empires were assimilated into the conquering nations. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God, the Holy Bible, each and every day, and pray without ceasing to God for wisdom, to understand it, and to apply it to your life. Most importantly, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. So please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from heaven to that wonderful place. Pardon me. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and He will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last 5 or 6